taking a few moments now to settle into simply being here. Planting the feet nice and flat on the floor. And the bottom in the chair, evenly balanced. And as best you can, hips a little lower, the knees a little lower than the hips. So making any adjustments. The spine nice and straight. It's as if there's a little string up through the top of our heads with a gentle upward pull. And rolling the shoulders back up and down. And so opening the chest and straightening the spine gently, gently. Letting there be ease in the practice. And so softening down through the arms to the hands. Chin evenly balanced, a little bit tucked down or somewhat parallel to the floor, so that the head rather is evenly balanced on the neck. And the eyes soft and downwards. Eyes soft and downwards, whether open or closed. So aware of body sitting, body breathing, connecting with the breath wherever you feel it easily, nostrils, throat, chest or belly, doesn't matter which spot. But once you've found the spot where you can feel the breath with the most ease, then let your attention reside there, be your primary focus and home base for the breath. This helps to deepen our concentration and give rise to some calmness, as opposed to moving our attention around with the breath. Really settling into being in the present moment through our anchor in breathing. No special breath to have, just abiding with the breath as it is. And taking care of the mind. The movements of the mind are not a problem. Thoughts arise, emotions arise. We easily get swept away in the world of thought. And so simply noticing the thoughts when they arise. And just letting them gently be. and coming back to noticing breathing. And so we train our minds each time we notice our attention has wandered. And in that moment of noticing the wandering of attention, we are awake and aware. So take a few moments to really notice that quality of awareness, of wakefulness. Don't hurry back to the breath. Take a moment. Notice how that feels. And then return gently to noticing breathing. As we anchor attention in the breathing, let's not try to push away the thoughts and emotions. Rather, just let them come and go as we sit here. And then when we get caught noticing it, appreciating the quality of awareness, and then coming back to noticing breathing. As we continue to anchor attention in the breathing, we can make mental notes when the mind wanders. We might label thinking or the particular type of thinking as planning or daydreaming. Or worrying. Fantasizing. So we can make that mental note, appreciate the quality of awareness, and then return to noticing breathing. Of course, some thoughts are so fleeting that making a mental note may feel like cluttering the mind. So you can just let them come and go, like clouds in the sky or waves in the ocean. Just let them come and go. You're mainly focused on the breath. And a wave went by, a cloud went by. As we make mental notes of the thoughts and then gently release them, we can start to notice that there are patterns of where our minds drift to. One pattern that we may care to notice is that we get caught up in pleasurable thoughts and emotions and experiences, pleasurable ones. And that, on the other hand, painful ones, unpleasant ones, we try to push away or problem solve away. So we can notice how the mind gets caught up in pleasure and pain, one way or another. pleasurable experiences happen, painful experiences happen, even during sitting practice. We can notice them, and we can notice how the mind gets attached or goes into aversion with painful experiences. And we can also practice traversing that middle way of neither running after the pleasurable nor pushing away the painful, and simply abiding with the experiences as they are. As we practice keeping the breath as our home base, we can notice when the attention wanders, feel that quality of awareness in that moment of noticing. We can make a mental note as to what type of experience took us away, even when it's bodily experiences or sounds. There's usually thought that quickly leaps in to help us out, as it were, and so we can make a label, a mental note, soft whisper in the mind, as to that mind state, thought and emotion state that shows up. And so we can start to become even more deeply aware of the patterns of the mind. And we can really notice the universal human pattern of clinging after the pleasurable and having aversion for the painful, the unpleasant. Pleasure and pain simply happen in all human life. So we learn to simply abide with it, witness it. Ah, now this, and now this, and now this. And as we sit anchored in the breathing, aware of the thoughts, the emotions, the mind states coming and going, we can also notice how ephemeral thought and emotions, mind states are, how wispy they are. Like a little energy blip in the mind brain, and then gone. Not solid at all. And we can check this out by simply floating the question, what is a thought? Not trying to think about it, but rather just let the question float, what is a thought? And then when thoughts show, just have that question there and notice. Is it solid? Is it permanent? Does it deserve all the attention we give it, even if it's pleasurable, even if it's painful?